I'm fed up.
Dude, what is that guy's problem?
Why can't people just?
No one cares.
I'll do me and you do you and go and die.
When will all this change, dude?
The Frustrations Podcast.
Can't believe we are doing this again.
All right, hitting record.
Check.
Record. Check. Zoom 19.
Zoom 19. I think that's the keyword that I would do. All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Frustrations Podcast with Krithas. Do I seem enthusiastic, Krithas?
Recorded.
No. It's not the case at all. This is a fun episode. This is like the only comedy that I think both of us now get to do on a weekly basis, rather consistently.
Yeah, very consistent. Even I was not this consistent for open mics.
True.
Little core mangla.
No, that's because you have to listen to the same joke. So same jokes we have to listen again.
Yeah, once they tank four times, they're like, you know what, never mind. Let me just take a week off and write new jokes. Here, we don't have that luxury.
Yeah, but I think this is a better approach to comedy because like every week you have something new.
I also
tell Krithas, don't tell me the stories that you've already told me before this podcast. So surprise me with something new so it's fresh. So I don't seem too dead.
Yeah.
And I think it's a problem with comedians also, right? Like when we laugh, that our laugh is like, without any happiness, is just like a response to a good joke. It's like us responding to a good joke.
That is very true. Oh my God, so deep. What a deep, deep thinking.
What a deep way to start this podcast, right? Yeah, but I think it's great that we're doing this podcast because both of us are from fields of profession, if that's the term, where we both use our mouth and that's all we make our money out of.
Hey, I know another profession that you only use your mouth.
Yeah.
Innuendo.
He's talking about whiskey tasting, guys.
Oh.
I don't know what you were thinking.
Nice. Yes.
But yeah, this is so cool we're actually talking about, customer care executives.
Yeah, the
and
best.
And both of us have horror stories.
So many.
I don't know.
I think everybody who ever owns a service or subscribe to a service for some reason always has to face. Like, even if you just have internet connection, you'll have to deal with these idiots at some point.
Oh, you mean to say like every service, even if the service is for you not to make a phone call, like an internet connection, you still have to make a phone connection.
Yeah.
You have to still make a phone call just to talk to customer care.
Exactly. Like, there's just something. The customer care people are all around us at this point. Like, if your phone is not working, you have to somehow find a phone that works to resolve the issue.
So basically, without a phone, you cannot do anything in life.
Yeah, you cannot. Not anymore.
Yeah. So when was the last time you spoke to customer care?
Like last week to get a new connection. Oh, actually, I have one point that I never even wrote down on our notes. I subscribe to this service called Lazy Pay. Okay.
Lazy Pay.
You know what Lazy Pay is?
I'm guessing Lazy Pay is something like a credit payment thing where you don't have to, right?
It's like a virtual card,
okay,
which you can use to pay the Swiggy, Dunzo and all these bills, okay? The advantage is like, you just need to press lazy play and press pay. So the payment happens instantly. I don't have to enter a PIN number or enter my card CVV, get an OTP, none of that, right? So it's a very fast way to clear payments when you order food and Dunzo stuff. So I started using this, okay? And I had to pay the bill. And because I was moving homes, I forgot to clear my credit bill, okay? That was the only reason why I didn't do it. So they called twice and I don't pick up these numbers that are marked as spam on Truecaller. Never even bothered.
Oh, right.
And I didn't realize that I've been overdue and they blocked my Lazy Pay connection and I got fined like 40 rupees for late payment, okay? Then I realized, oh wait, I have to do this payment, right? So I get a call and this time it's not marked red on Truecaller. So I pick it up. And this lady is like, hi, very polite. She says, hi, sir, I'm calling from Lazy Pay. You haven't cleared your bill. Can you please do it right now? Otherwise, the arrears will keep adding. So I said, okay, oh, I'm sorry, I completely forgot. So she, I got the call and immediately paid the bill, right? Half an hour later, another call comes. This is also not marked red on Truecaller. Pick up the call. This man goes, sir, I'm calling from LazyPay. I'm like, yeah, I just spoke to somebody from LazyPay. Yes, sir, you kept saying today I'll pay, you're not paying. What is this? This is no way to do it. I'm like, hello, sir, one second. He's yelling at me like he's my dad, dude. He's like, no, sir.
Yeah, no.
You keep saying today I'll pay. When will your today come, sir? What is this? This is not done. I said, one second, what is this lousy customer care service, dude?
And then, and the feedback, like those are the calls I think you should give feedback. Is it just lousy and horrible and annoying and sounds like my dad?
Yeah, and I just finished the payment, right? So it didn't reflect on the sheet yet.
Right.
So he's called me again. He's just yelling at me. He's like, why you keep telling tomorrow? When will tomorrow come? We are waiting for your payment. We are adding arrears. At this point, if you don't pay, we are going to complain to the bureau.
The bureau.
And he's not even letting me talk.
You should have asked him what bureau. Even I am also very curious. What bureau is going to take that complaint?
Yeah, nobody's going to take that seriously. Oh, he didn't pay Swiggy bill. Nobody cares.
But you don't realize the genius of customer care. Okay, mm-hmm. Like imagine you are working in customer care. You can call up any customer and you can yell the lousiest shit and the worst possible hurtful stuff to them, right? And then you can hang up and then they have no way for them to call you back because it'll go to someone else.
Go to a different person the next time.
Yeah, you'll be like, where is Ramurthy? I'm tired of this Ramurthy. Sir, we don't even know who he is. We are in a different city.
Oh, yeah, man. That is so true.
But I think it's just hurtful. It just feels horrible, mm-hmm. right, from inside when customer care yells at you because it's supposed to be the other way around. It's supposed to just be you yelling at a customer care. Has there been a story like how you just, where you lost your shit?
No, I actually have the contrary to that story. Where like,
all right,
I kept my calm to like the next level. So I had to come back to India from US, okay, last year or beginning of this year, and Corona happened. So there were flights were just getting canceled left, right and center. And my flight got pushed to a different date and there was some confusion, right? So I had to get this fixed. Now everybody's calling Cathay Pacific Airline. Everybody, literally half the world was calling airlines to rebook or reschedule tickets because everybody wanted to go back home before the cities get locked and stuff like that. So I was on customer care for 2 hours, not talking to them, on hold.
Oh God.
I was just, your call is valuable to us. Our customer care executives are busy. They'll get to you soon. And then flute music.
Yeah, the worst Kenny G music again and again. The same stuff you listen to elevators.
Oh, same. Elevator music, right? So I just listened to that for 2 hours. After 1 hour, I thought, okay, now how long will I keep? But then you also have that little feeling of, I've wasted 1 hour already.
Yeah.
Now if I cut another 1 hour, I have to wait. So let me just see this through. Let's see how long it takes. I achieved Zen that day. You really learn to appreciate patience.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's the opposite. Because it's like completing
a marathon, right? Yeah. Like we're like, I already spent like 3 hours in this shit. I might as well just
get to the finish line, get the medal that I can bite.
Correct. Did they finally get your shit sorted? What do they tell after? Like, sorry sir for making you wait. Did they at least tell that?
No, they don't know, right, that I'm waiting 2 hours. And after that, after that, I was on call with them for 40 minutes. So then I understood why everybody's taking that long.
Oh, okay.
Because I was on call and she was like, okay, sir, the transfer is done. I was like, no, I'll stay on hold. You check, you confirm, give me the booking ID now. I was not cutting the call at all.
Yeah. Oh, God. I think that's so important because the thing is,
imagine
it's so
I
hard to
put him on hold.
Yeah. So you dominated the entire game that day, right? You're like, you don't put me on hold, I'll put you on hold.
Yeah, you go fix my ticket. You go. I'll wait.
Right. Oh, it's awful, man. No, because that happens. They put you on hold and sometimes you're waiting and then afterwards your call gets cut in between and then it frustrates you because you've already waited for so long. I remember, I think a few months ago, I had some issue with my internet. And I called up these people. They put me on hold for a long... First of all, I nearly gotten almost like 3 times. The customer care said hello and then something happened. And then hello and then something happened.
I hated that happens, yeah.
right? And each time, the thing, and here's the best part. I don't know if you've ever called customer care and they play music and you'd be like, all our lines are busy. Please stay on the line. And then they give you the number, your queue number, right?
Yeah, the queue number.
So, yeah, like one time it was 18 and then it kept like they'll cut to lounge music. All our customer lines are busy. Please stay on the line. And after, I kid you not, at least 3 minutes, it said 17. What? Just one.
Oh my god.
How long the other person takes.
That's
so
why I
they
see,
put
I'm
me on
you,
hold.
If you had stayed mm-hmm. there, you would have learned the true meaning of Zen that day.
Yeah, yeah. I guess I can't be that Zen dude. It's mm-hmm. not possible. My
why you have yelled
patience,
at these guys, huh?
Yeah, like I really yelled at one person, which I'll tell you the story throughout in somewhere in this podcast. But like, oh, here, this was just funny. I realized as I was saying it was just becoming funny because what happened is this person put me on hold and then the call got cut, right? And then I had to this went on for an hour. And then I made another call and said like, your previous person put me on hold and she almost got to this payment and she almost got to this part of the problem and so, and she advised me this. And then the call just went blank. So basically I was calling customer care and I've not yet complained about my problem. I have complained about the previous customer care experience to her.
Oh yeah. That's like giving your customer care like, yes, sir, how can I help you? No, no, you can't, you know. you guys are not competent at all. It's damn sad.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do realize they're so scripted. Like, I'll tell you this. Yeah. Okay. I'll give you the best example of these. If you had ever, there was a time when you could only order Domino's through the phone call.
Wasn't that I think that the offer is still there, right? Like, if you don't get it in 30 minutes, they give it for free.
Yeah, that offer, I think, is still there. But there was a time where the only way to book a Domino's pizza was through a common number that was circulated in advertising
yes.
throughout the country. So when you call
yes,
them,
yes.
they take the order and send it to the nearest Domino's.
Mm.
And this lady that I got on the call, she had, I think, just joined that day. And they read through a book, right?
Well, I don't know if they read through a book. I thought they have it memorized.
No, so they have cues. Like if the customer does this, you say this. This is how you end
right,
the call
right.
and stuff like that.
Right.
So I ordered my pizza and then she said, sir, would you like to add cheese to your pizza to make it more yummy? Okay. And I found that sentence so hilarious. I said, excuse me? Okay, like, it's not like I hadn't heard her. I was just like taken aback by how she said it so casually. And she said, sir, would you like to add cheese to your pizza to make it more yummy? And at this point, I was like, if I say excuse me again, will she repeat it? And I said, sorry, I can't hear you. She said, sir, would you like to add cheese to your pizza to make it more yummy? To the point
sad,
where I felt
man.
Horrible as a person for having fun with this Domino's customer care person.
Oh, this reminds me of that. Have you seen this movie called Neerja?
Neerja, the
yeah.
Air Hostess movie, no.
Yeah, yeah, based on a true story. So, you know, approximately you know the story, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Air Hostess is
yeah,
a hero
people.
In the entire scene.
Yeah.
Right. And she dies. Okay, yeah. she gets shot. Right? So there's a scene in the movie, it's pretty sad. But like it's just a fucked up thing which terrorism and just a way in which they show terrorism in that movie, all right?
Uh-huh.
So like they've taken the plane hostage and now they have like a gun pointed at this at her head, at Neerja's head, right? And they're saying like the audience is really bored. Like sing a song for them, sing a song for them, say a nursery rhyme for them. And then she's like crying and she's like traumatized and she's really terrorized, right? And then she's just saying like, you know, Johnny, Johnny, yes, Papa. I think it's the same thing in this Domino's case, except that a gun that was being pointed was just like, you know, poverty. It's like, you got to do this job. You have to say yummy, all right? Only then everyone's going to eat food today.
Sir, would you like to have your pizza to make it more yummy?
No, this is the problem, dude. Like, you feel like I really wish, like, you know, all customer care jobs were held by super privileged people, right? Then
right.
anyone could yell at them and we could feel great. It'd be like a great punching bag for
oh,
all of us.
Oh, that'd be
but
so much fun.
The issue is like everyone who has those jobs are people whose parents are not working or some tragic story and they're like, you know, stepping in between their college in the evening and doing this in the morning to pay the bills and take care of things at home. So now you can't even yell at them, dude. So this is what I do. What I do is, okay, I yell at them and then I realize this has happened like I think a couple of times. I yell at them and they're like, oh shit, I'm yelling at someone. I'd be like, please understand, I'm not yelling at you. I'm actually yelling at the system.
such a politician thing to say.
Like, it makes it better.
Oh my god. Yeah. Sometimes you feel really bad for yelling at these guys, dude. Like, just because you know it's... But who else do I yell at? You know, it's almost like that. Like, you are my outlet. You are my therapy.
Yeah, but also sometimes it's just bad, dude. Like, the way in which those systems are designed. The thing is, the problem is those systems are designed by educated people. By so-called managers and CEOs and all that bullshit, right?
Right.
Like people who get who drive around in great cars and all of that.
Correct.
But how can you design such a crappy system, right? Like, for example, simple things. Like, when the person's issue has been resolved, all right? Don't prolong the conversation after the issue is being resolved. Just say bye and that's it.
Yeah.
And cut the call. But you have to say, thank you so much for calling. Please let us know about your feedback. Please let us know about your experience. Please send us an email. Like, dude, because of you and your 5 sentences just to say bye, I have to hang up on your face. You're making it easy for me to be an asshole.
Thank you for calling Airtel. I hope you have a good day. Sir, is there anything else I can assist you with?
Like you said.
Can I add cheese?
And they're so scripted, dude. To make it yummy. And it's so scripted, like
it's too scripted.
I think
it doesn't just, see like when he says week, can I help you more, I'm like, you don't want to, you know, like let's be honest.
yeah like I hung up on a my car was I think due for maintenance and they called me up and I said like, all right, I'll come and drop off the vehicle, and then I said bye, and you know what they said? That lady said same to you. Which means either in a previous conversation, someone had said have a nice day or happy Deepavali in advance. I don't know. She said same to you. I said bye. Okay, ma'am, bye. I'll see you there. Same to you, sir.
Or she's reading from a script.
Oh, she is.
The response to bye. You know how sometimes you can't find the exact line sheet of paper? And she moved her finger to the wrong side of the paper.
This
customer
is,
says
this
bye.
Is the
reply. Same to you, sir. Oh, Jesus Christ. There should be some limit on how much you can share on a customer care call.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. What has been the most vulnerable you've gotten?
I don't know. At some point. Make sure you listen to the whole thing carefully. And I'm like, oh man, where is customer care? And then you listen to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you're like, shit, none of these were called customer care. I had to press 2 for technical, 3 for sound, 4 for my mom's problems. Then I finally reach, and then I reach customer. Remember what I called for, like, at this point. You're giving too much information to an IVR also.
Yeah, they know too much about this. I don't think IVR also. I think just generally customer care as such, right? Like the whole process. Why do you need so much of information? You either solve my problem or if you're selling me something, directly sell me something. Like, why so much of information? Like, I have one story over here. Yeah. Worst customer care experience of my entire life. My entire day was ruined. My dad and mom came to the room in which I was yelling at this guy and asked, are you okay?
Oh, wow.
This is what happened, okay? I was applying for a job. And this is just like exactly just a few days after the lockdown, all right?
Yeah.
And like, I was applying on like one of these job portals. Mm-hmm. And on a Sunday, at about like, they called me up and I was having my lunch. And then they said like, sir, you have left your previous company. Could you please tell us the reason why you left the previous company? I said, why do you need to know the reason? What are you going to do with that information? No, sir, we need to know because you have just mentioned it over here. He said, that's up to me am the person taking my next job interview, which you are supposed to give me. That is your work. Why do you need this information? And I know he wants to sell me something.
Mm.
All right. So I'm just trying to tell me, just tell me why you need and tell me why you called.
Mm.
No, sir, we need to know why this information. Sir, this is not your information. I left the job for my own reasons and I'm applying for a job for my own reasons. You don't need to know this job because I don't even know you. Do you understand that?
Mm.
And then he kept saying, okay, sir, you don't have to get angry, sir. Like, please, now I don't even need the reasons. I'll tell you why I called. He said, oh my God. Now he's angry with me because I got angry with him. He set it up, dude.
This is like and a relationship then he said, fight. Like,
this is such a relationship fight. And then afterwards, he says, like, see, I want to sell you, like, the premium service so that you can actually, in I'm just paraphrasing, so that you can actually get a job, all right? Now, already I don't have a job, which means, like, I don't have extra funds to pay for your stupid premium program.
Yeah, that's...
What a jackass.
But sometimes you don't expect these calls to come. Like, for me, it happened, you know, basically, you can check all these. Car insurance on that, and then my dad buying more, start saving, start investing, and all that. Lecture one day.
Yeah.
So I thought, hey, I'll just check on this Policybazaar app. So one day I was just surfing through plans, and there's some interesting stuff like, oh, if you put 5 lakhs now, you'll get 10 lakhs in 10 years, and some shit like that, right?
Yeah.
So I was just reading through all these things, and like, obviously I don't have 5 lakhs right now, so this.
Yeah.
Tend to me. So I decided to close the app. I close the app and then Policybazaar calls me. And they're like, hey, sir, can we help you find the right Policybazaar? I'm trying to do it. They're like, no, sir, if you're looking to buy something, we can help you. I'm like, no. I was just looking for options. Thank you. Cut the call. Again, next day, one more guy calls me. He's like, sir, you were surfing yesterday on Policybazaar. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Now my car insurance is expiring on 28th, okay? Every day they call to remind me that it's expiring on 28th.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't understand why they call so much in advance too.
Yeah, dude, I'll do it. I know if my car insurance is not renewed, I'll go to get trouble. Like, my mom doesn't remind me of things as much as Policybazaar.
The only thing I can hope for is, like, my belief in karma. Like, the people who put this system together, like, they go through some horrible shit, right? Like, they have, like, someone in their family who says, like, Dad, you don't take me for shopping today. Dad, you don't take me for shopping today. Dad, you don't take me for shopping today. And it comes back to them in an even worse way. Or, like, their wife says, like, you're supposed to go get the groceries. You're supposed to go get the groceries. You're supposed to go get the groceries. And that's all, like, I hope for.
You jump out of the closet and you're like, hey, that's how we feel.
Yeah. But have you ever had like a positive experience?
Dude, whenever I have a positive experience, I get like blown away. Just like when I call customer care, you call with zero expectations. You call them because that's the only outlet. Like, shit is not working. What do I do now? You have to call somebody, right? That's how consumerism works. I have to call somebody. And then they actually resolve your problem.
Yeah.
And you're like...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, oh shit, man. Like, I remember... like, I had some issue with a router. And I ordered, like, it was basically an old router, and I called up customer care, right? And I said, like, hey, my router is too old. They were like, sir, you can buy a new one, sir. And I was like, yeah, ma'am, but I don't know where to buy it. Sir, Amazon you can try, sir. She gave me information like a friend. What would you like? Would you like if you were a customer care executive, right? What would you have fun with it?
Oh, I would have so much fun. I actually even considered
I would
during the lockdown, right? I totally considered it. I thought I'll pick up one because they're anyway stuck at home, right? So they'll send you the phone at home, you just have to call from there. So I thought I'll pick up a night shift for like a week and then resign. Just to see what it is. But apparently you have to go through like 2 months of training and shit.
Yeah, I think that training will be pretty fuck all. Yeah, I think the training will just be people speaking in like, you know, fake accents.
Accent neutralization.
Yeah, all of that.
After all that, also people still get on the phone and like, sir, would you like to add more cheese to your pizza to make it more yummy?
Yummy. Oh, but I always do that. But even I do the same thing, dude. Like this one time, this lady got my name wrong, right? And I said, no, actually, she said like, so Mr. Rupee.
So cute.
I was like, no, my name is actually not Rupee. And then she said, I'm sorry. What has
it's beautiful.
Ever been?
My name is so difficult, right? It's Kritha Srinivasan. Yeah. So the moment they pick up, they're reading it from a computer screen. They're like, hi, am I speaking to Kartik? Am I speaking to Mr. Srinivasan? I'm like, that's right. Did you not rehearse before you connected?
Oh, it's pretty bad, dude.
Yeah. But final thoughts, Ruben Ball.
Yeah. No, I think we all have yelled at customer care at some point, right?
Yeah.
But I think every once in a while, karma comes and gets us back and, you know, gives us like one checkmate scenario. And now you're too embarrassed of yourself because you do something really stupid, right? And my embarrassing stupid thing is like when I was single about 2-3 years ago, I paid for a service called Tinder Premium. So basically Tinder is like regular stuff, but Tinder Premium, it gives you like unlimited number of cards
right,
that you can basically scroll through.
Yeah.
Right. Paid for it. And for some reason, the payment didn't go through, right? And now my money is still debited. Like, it's gone off. And I had to get this money back, right? Because there's no way I'm just going to let it go. So the thing is, Tinder said you had to basically, I think, through their messaging automated customer care, they said, please call your bank. Okay, so I called up my bank, right? And I said, like, so now the thing is, I try to be as diplomatic and as neutral as possible. Like, ma'am, my money is stuck in a transaction which didn't go through. Sir, what is the nature of the transaction? No, debit card. Just debit card. I just put my numbers and it didn't go through. The money didn't go. What was it that you're trying to buy?
A subscription.
Tinder. He said, okay, sir, what kind of a service is that, sir? I was like, basically, ma'am, I had to pay money and I get to meet people whom I can meet. I felt like shit. It sounds very wrong.
It's like you're explaining to your parents what Tinder is.
No, it just sounded so horrible. It's almost sounded like I'm paying money for sex or something like that. It sounded disgusting. It's like, yuck, what happened to my life?
Imagine if you actually lose money actually doing that. Like Tinder is still acceptable. Imagine you lose it to some phony website that promised you the night's pleasure.
Oh, shit. See, I think, you know, I don't know which is worse. Okay. I don't know if doing the BPO job is worse than traveling in that Tata Sumo after your cab is done at 8 in the morning, where everyone is just passed out and drooling on everyone's shoulders.
Oh my God. But I think it'll be fun. I think I'll collect a lot of stories.
Yeah, and I think you can also, like, I think you would, how would you say it? You would fuck back with them, I think.
Oh yeah, I'd be very sarky, I think, on the call. Now I'm actually considering it. Hey, why not? You know, I'm getting older. I should get more experiences before I'm too old to try stupid shit like this.
I think that should be a retirement plan, dude. Like, you know, make so much of money and then take up a bunch of shitty jobs where privileged people yell at you and yell back at them.
Oh, this is so good. Done.
And then you can get fired from those jobs because you still have the money.
Done. My life plans are sorted as of now. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you are all witness.
Cool, guys.
All right, Ruben Ball, thank you so much.
Thank you so much for doing this. And we shall see you all, that's the listeners, in next week's episode.
Woohoo! Bye-bye.